This is Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy, listen, my wife Sharon Jean has got an appointment down there. She won a coupon for a free shampoo and haircut down there at the beauty shop. When does that place open up?
It's no longer here.
What do you mean it's no longer there?
We have, we've renovated, and now we have a yoga studio and a fitness center.
Well, she don't need any of that. She's too big-butted to do no yogurt or fitness or nothing like that. She needs a haircut.
Well, we have a place next door.
Was that
at our sister property?
Well, would this free coupon work over there?
I don't know. You can call over there. I can give you their phone number.
Well, I'm just trying to. Why don't you call them and find out? Because I got a coupon here that she wants to come in there today. Her hair looks like a rat's nest, ma'am. she's in dire need
of
it.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Well, you tell me about it. I got to look at her every day.
I'm sure she's beautiful.
No, she ain't, but she would be after she got a haircut, though.
Oh,
you know,
well,
maybe
right.
A shampoo and a set, or maybe one of them home perms or something she could put in there.
Well, I know they do that over there.
Well,
sure.
I know it, but I ain't going to pay for it. I want it free. If I didn't have to pay for it, I might have to send down there and just to have her whoop your ass.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what she'd do. She's madder than a wet hen sitting over there right now looking at me. I'm like, no, Mama, they done shut her down over there.
I'd be scared. We don't need any of that, that's for sure.
Yeah, could you just give me money on it?
No, I'm sorry. We don't have a beauty salon anymore.
Well, I know, but you don't. But that's daggummit, I got a coupon, so why don't you just reimburse me for a haircut? I'd take $50.
Well, you know, I can't cut hair. You know,
I understand
it, but
yeah,
it wouldn't look good.
Well, I don't want you to give me a haircut. I just want you to give her, you know, her money back on this coupon that she won fair and square.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. We just don't have that here anymore, I don't know.
Well, that just fries my butt. I tell you, she might just get madder than a wet hen come down there and whoop somebody's ass.
Oh, gosh. Well, don't want that. Try to talk her out of it.
Well, how big an old gal are you?
I'm not very big.
Well, she'd be on you like a hungry lion on a blind tamer's bologna sandwich in his pocket. I wouldn't want her to have to come down there and jack your jaw.
I wouldn't either.
Well, then how come you don't just give me $50 and it'll save you an ass whooping?
If I had $50, I'd give it to you.
Well, how about $30?
I don't have $30.
How about $25?
I have $5.
You got $5?
I got $5.
Mama, would you take $5? Yeah, she said she'd take $5. Listen, she could be down there right after the lunch hour. She's in charge of frying tater tots down there at the school lunchroom.
Oh, wow, that's good.
That might be why her hair looks so bad, because it's soaking up all that tater tot grease.
Maybe.
So she probably need a shampoo. I don't know whether she can probably buy a good bottle of shampoo for $5.
She can.
Yeah, so you got it on you,
Walmart.
So I can just send her down there and save you. Cause she might just rear back and jack your jaw. I don't know.
Well, then you better come with her.
Hey, Cindy, can we get a bite at the cafe while we're getting that money?
Oh, we don't have the cafe anymore.
Well, now, I was going to go stop in there and have me a bologna sandwich that I can stick in a lion tamer's pocket. I know what.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Phil?
Yeah,
yeah.
You're going to whoop Phil? Yeah, Phil, yeah. He's the next person going to get an ass whooping, ain't he?
Yes. I know where he lives.
Yeah, she does.